Let's begin it all with a calypso, and I want to dedicate it to Professor Charles Van Doren for giving intellectuals a place to go, questions to answer, money to make. And I want to present it, too, to all of those who have finally recognized that mankind's woes originate in tired blood, man. I tell you, all through human history, there's one indefatigable mystery. How do the failures really fail? Why do the heroes turn so stale? Of course, we have big thinkers to ponder this, with many a strange hypothesis. Among them all, the best for you originate on Madison Avenue. They tell you tired blood, like the man says on TV. Tired blood runs all through history. I ask you what went wrong with the Mau Mau mess in Kenya. Hear my song. It was secondary anemia. Napoleon flopped at Waterloo. The English drowned in tea for two. Mr. Trotsky cooked in Stalin's stew. All from tired blood. Caesar slipped, a shiv he felt. Adlai made few voters melt. He found schmerz, but not much welt, due to tired blood. Tired blood, it caused the fall of Greece. Tired blood drove Rita out of Nice. Abelard lost his razzmatazma just because of crazy mixed up plasma. Mr. Eden flunked Egyptology. Lysenko failed in biology. Otello missed Iago psychology due to tired blood. Tired blood, it shakes the world's foundations. Tired blood destroys the greatest nations. So please permit this ultimate conclusion to my tale of mankind's great confusion. Adam and Eve would have leapt with joy, told by a Madison Avenue boy. They could have prevented mankind's fall simply by sipping some geritol.